So I need to read the sentences?
Yeah.
Okay. One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it's close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, you can take the bus to New York City.
And the price of a bus ticket is $15, right?
No, the bus ticket is $11. Yeah. New York City has many restaurants and a huge variety of different types of food. Within a single block, you might find an Indian restaurant, a Middle Eastern restaurant, and a Japanese restaurant. Other restaurants serve Mexican food, Indonesian food, and of course American food. Chinatown is known for its wonderful Asian restaurants. Yes, New York City has Middle East restaurant.
And Chinatown is known for Middle Eastern food, right?
No, Chinatown is known for Asian food.
Really?
Yep. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play balls. The largest park is Central Park, which stretched from the Fifth Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Is the High Line Park above street level?
Sorry, it is.
You don't have to say it.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Can you repeat it?
Sorry. Okay. Is the High Line Park above street level?
Street level?
Okay.
Yes, High Line Park is above street level.
And the High Line Park is above Fifth Avenue,
right? No. The High Line Park is above 11th Avenue. There are many historical landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cluster is another historical landmark you can visit. It's located in Northern Manhattan, and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
The Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
It's close to... No, it's part of the Metropolitan Museum. No, it's located in Northern Manhattan. Okay, I've never been there.
Ready?
Yeah. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak of the American continent is located in the Andes. Is it pronounced right? Okay. Yeah, the American continent consists of North America and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, the Rocky Mountain located... Okay, no, the Rocky Mountain located in North America. Yeah. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that car can cross into another lane, while the solid line means that the cars cannot cross into another lane.
A solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane, right?
Yeah, a solid line means that cars cannot cross into another lane.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, two-way roads use yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. People living in rural areas generally have less access to health care. Studies show that life expectancy is lower in rural areas than in urban areas.
Do people living in rural areas have less access to
Yeah, people living in rural areas have less access to health care.
And unemployment rates are higher in urban areas, right?
Yeah, rural areas have higher unemployment rates than urban areas.
And